grace be to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to study the biblical book of Daniel, lesson 3. From mystery to revelation. Sunday, the immanence of God. God is close to us, very close. Do we know this? In the book of Daniel, chapter 2, we get acquainted with the king who was the star of his time. He had got whatever he wanted. All the countries in the neighborhood he got into his possession. Egyptians, Lydians, wherever. And he got all the riches of these kingdoms to Babylon. And Babylon became a wonderful capital. Buildings, palaces, endless. But time goes on and goes on. 1 year passes and the next year. And then you discover that your body will not remain forever. Whenever someone came into the throne room, the first sentence he had to say in front of the king, "The king may live forever." He may live forever. Will he live forever? Of course not. People on earth do not live forever. Even if they want to, and even if they are kings, and if they are powerful, and if they are whatever. It's useless. They will die. One day, notwithstanding their power. Now, when the king is on his bed, his mind goes on working. What will be in the future? Will my son, my grandson, the son of my grandson, will they be able to do the same what I have done? Will they be able to consolidate what I have got? Or will it disappear? And with this intention in mind, he goes to bed. What will be in future? Will the Babylonian kingdom exist forever, or will it just pass away as all the others before? And then he sleeps. And when he's asleep, he has a dream, a vision, sent by God. And in this vision, he gets an idea. And he's shocked about this vision. And the next morning he gathers together the best of his people. All the wise men, those who are able to explain dreams. And then when they are together, he says, "I had a dream. I want to know what's the meaning of this dream." And they answer, "Okay. The king will tell us the dream, and then we will tell him the meaning of the dream." But this time there's something different. It's so important for the king to know what it means that he says, "Listen, you," and that's your first task, "you tell me what I have dreamt." And then I know that you will explain the correct meaning of the dream. They look at him, and then they repeat the first sentence. The king may tell us the dream, and we will explain him the meaning. And his answer, I know, you want to gain time, but my message is clear. You tell me the dream first. And if you are able to do that, you will be honored by me, you will get riches, and so on and so on. But if not, you will be killed, you all together, you're good for nothing. Ooh, now they are shocked. And they explain to the king, well, never before has any king asked anything like that. It's impossible. How can we know what you've dreamt? Nobody knows what you have dreamt, only the gods. But they are not here. We can't get the information from them. So, tell us the dream, and we will tell you the meaning. And the king became furious, and he sent them away. And they had only a short time to live, or to explain and to tell him. Daniel and his friends, Daniel was now 21 years old. It happened 3 years after his coming to Babylonia, training of 3 years, studying at the university. He was now a servant of the king, and just at the beginning of this service, he, the king, had this dream. 21 years. And he gets the information. Are you ready to die? There's only one chance. You know the dream. So, Daniel and his friends started praying as they had never prayed before.